they had a barbecue out there, or opened up a cafe. And everything had it catered out there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice.
He's a swell guy.
I tell you, if I lived half a block from El Rancho over here, like you all do, I'd be as big as a side barn in about a month.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to eat over there all the time. I love that place.
Yeah. Mm. They sure do. I've known them when it's across the street over there.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that it used to be across the street. They're real popular. They have a bunch of people over there.
See, they had a place out there in Dalewood. Not Dalewood, but... what's the name of that community center out there? Bass Dalewood Center.
Oh, no.
Hancock Center.
There's... Yeah, I know where that is. Hancock Center.
All right, they got a Mexican food house out there.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I think Monroe's and El Matamoros. I think they're all kinfolks.
So. Oh, I see.
But the old lady's dead now. But that old woman was a real cook.
Is that right?
She helped them go and got these boys started.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's some good Mexican food places in Dallas, too, but I really think El Rancho is about the best one I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Better than any in Dallas.
Well, they got one out on South Congress to knock out now.
El Gallo? Is that an El Gallo?
Yeah. Have you ate there?
No.
Well, they got... Ooh-wee.
I've heard it's good.
It's good.
Yeah, there's an El Gallo out north somewhere, too, but this one's supposed to be
And there's another one further way out there from St. Ed's, across the road from St. Ed's.
I don't know what that one is.
They have good food.
Yeah. St. Ed's is such a pretty place. You can probably see it here, can't you?
You can see St. Ed's.
Yeah, right there.
keep talking about that Mexican food. We get hungry enough to go over and
I
eat.
I know. Well, let me ask you about the guy who keeps going over to the same girl's house so we won't get too hungry. if he keeps going over to the same girl's house, he'd be her what?
Fiancé.
Okay. And she'd be his what?
His future, I guess.
Okay. What if they're not engaged yet, but they're just, you know.
They're just living it up, you mean?
Yeah, right. In that case, he'd be her what?
Girlfriend.
Okay, and the other one would be, he'd be her?
He'd be her boyfriend.
Okay. If a boy comes home with some lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say, aha, you've been...
I was saving.
Okay. If the girl stops letting him come around to see her, you'd say she did what?
Trying to break up with him.
Okay. And,
that's what I'd think, wouldn't you?
I would think that, yes. That's, if it were me, I would be trying to make that clear.
Yeah.
There were a couple of boys I had to do that to, too.
Mm-hmm.
If he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want anything to do with it, so she what?
How was that again?
He asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
Okay. And, but if she didn't refuse, then they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay. And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding is called the...
best man.
Okay. And the woman who stands up with the bride is called the...
oh. Right now, I'm trying to think about bridesmaid, but I guess best lady.
Okay. Sometimes, I don't know if people do this much anymore, but used to be anyway, after a wedding, all the guys in the neighborhood, it gather around the couple's house that had just gotten married and bang on garbage can lids and sing and carry on and stuff like that. Did you ever hear people doing that here?